This is a special General Conference edition of A Woman's View. Join us as we look at issues of faith and community this Conference Sunday with our host, Amanda Dixon, on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio, a special edition of A Woman's View on this conference weekend. I want to talk with teachers, and I have three education specialists with me this week. It's so good to see Kim Gardner again. Kim has been a teacher in both elementary and middle schools for 33 years. She is also the chairperson of the Colonial Heritage Festival. Kim, it's good to see you.
It's so good to be here, Amanda.
Thank you for your time. And my friend Jill Atwood is here, communication strategist for the VA, and now also an adjunct professor in the communications department at the University of Utah. Good to see you, Jill.
Yes, thank you. I'm brand new, so this would be interesting. We have lots of experience and then very little experience. We'll see if we're seeing the same things.
And everybody brings a different perspective, including my third guest, Dr. Delana Tonks. Dr. Tonks is the executive director of the Mountain Heights Academy, which I want to let you describe it, Dr. Tonks, but I think of this as a charter school that is entirely online, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We serve 1,600 students statewide in grades 7 through 12, all online.
So I have three people with all passionate about education, all looking at it from different points of view. And the first thing I want to ask you, I just want to set a baseline and say, talk to our audience a little bit about what your joys and challenges are in your day-to-day work in education now. Kim, I'll start with you.
Oh, gosh, I would have to say that the joys are just when the kids finally get something or that you've just realized that you've built that relationship with the kids. And it maybe not even be about education and schooling. Maybe it's just about they trust you. They know you love them. I think that's the big part right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about the challenges?
Oh, where to start? I would say for me right now, the biggest challenge in 2024, this year, there's been so much apathy among students that it's really hard to get them motivated. They, at least my students, a lot of them just, they seem to have fallen into an attitude of I don't care or it's not important. And that's really hard because when you're passionate about trying to help them succeed and they don't seem to want to succeed, that's really frustrating.
All right, Jill, I know you're brand new to this part of your career, but you've been at it a few months now. What are your joys and your challenges at the college level?
Well, my joys are empowering them. And a lot of what Kim said as well, developing that relationship, getting them to trust me. They're so funny. They're 21 and 22 years old. They're hysterical. I listen to their conversations and I'm like, my word. Anyway, they're just funny. They're balls of energy. But I also see a lot of insecurity. So I feel like I'm breaking through and I'm like, that was perfect. What are you talking about? You got this. And I see the little light bulb come on and I see the appreciation and the smile, especially with the young women, for sure, who tend to be insecure. I'm not really good at this. Or what do you think of this? I don't know. And I'm like, you got it, girl. Come on. Yeah. What are you worried about? So just doing that makes me super happy. And I can see that it makes a big difference. The challenges that I see are absenteeism. They just come when they feel like it and they're on their phones and I ask them a question. They look at me like I have three heads. There's just no engagement. You know, I have the same two kids talking the whole time. Yeah. I'm like, okay, can we have someone besides Hannah? So those are the challenges that I see. And they're juniors and seniors, so they're ready to be done.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to come over to you, Dr. Tonks. I just wanted to add one comment to what you said, Jill. I have one class up at the U of freshmen, and I was shocked the other day. We were talking about how ready do you feel to step into a career? The majority of them feel like they're already behind. Mm. And I said, but you're freshmen. You're not even supposed to know what you want to do yet.
Yes.
How can you be behind? you're here in college, you're in class, your grades are pretty good. How, where does that lack of it, that speaks to the lack of confidence you were, you were
talking
about.
There's almost a desperation. They feel the undercurrent of instability in our world, I think.
Yes.
And how hard it is right now. And it is for that particular age. I remember being stressed out at that college age, because it's make or break. You feel like it's make or break. And now I feel it's even more difficult for them.
All right, Dr. Tonks, you have such an interesting position as the head of a school and also interacting with so many students and parents who are getting their education in a whole new way to most of us, which is entirely online. Speak about your joys and challenges.
Oh, thank you so much, Amanda. Honestly, the top joy is meeting the needs of the one. We serve a lot of students in the margins on either side. We have professional students who know what they want to be. They take their laptops with them and fit school in around the rest of their lives instead of the other way around. And then we have so many students who need extra time. And I like to tell our new hires that one of the benefits of online is freeing students and teachers from the tyranny of time. And they look at me like, that's so dramatic. And I'm like, it is. It's because it is dramatic. You're not locked into 50 minutes or an hour and 20 minutes. You get the time that you need to progress. And I'm going to bring it back to, we have flexibility, we have world-class teachers and curriculum, but at the end of the day, our mission is to develop connected and successful learners. And that comes down to meeting the needs of the one, student by student, name by name, one by one. That is how we change the world. It's meeting the needs of the one. And I echo the challenges, it's engagement. We don't even get them in class to be able to pull them out and say, hey, what's going on with you? We do home visits and sometimes have to call the police to do well checks to make sure that our kids are okay and finding them. They experienced such an unsafe world during COVID and during such formative years. That's going to stay with them for a while. And we can see the after effects of that, the aftershocks of engagement. That's the biggest challenge.
Oh, such brilliant comments. Let me take a break and we'll be back. When we come back, may I ask you about AI? Because I know that this is and will continue to be a challenge for everyone, but especially in education, but also offers a great benefit, I would think, or could. So let's talk about that when we come back. This is A Woman's View on Conference Weekend here on KSL News Radio. Kim Gardner, Dr. Delaina Tonks, and Jill Atwood are with me. Back in a moment.